Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lots of questions about the casino in Chicago. Will there be a first-class gambling complex here? Who will build it? Where will it be? How have other cities done with casinos? Here's the guy who has some answers for us, and he is a consultant. Alan Owonski is the president of Gaming USA Casino. Alan, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. So you guys advise companies and cities. Tell me about what your company does.
Well, we used to advise mainly hedge funds and institutional investors. Now we primarily put out newsletters for the entire industry. So we've kind of gone around circle with the entire industry and investors.
I'm looking at headlines today. Chicago casino too risky for some industry players. Chicago casino would be a costly bet, gambling operators say. What's the status of all this right now?
Well, I mean, there's two things. There's two things that's wrong with this casino. Number one is the timing, coming off of a year where the casinos went from, you know, fear of going out of business to having a better year than expected on less visitation. So there's too many unknowns right now for them to, you know, clearly say, okay, I can risk spending $1 billion on basically a roll of the dice. The other thing, and the most important thing, is Illinois is the worst casino market in the United States, and it has been for almost a decade.
Why?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is competition. A lot of it is, you know, the high tax rates. But, you know, you have competition from the borders, you know, from, you know, other states. And then you also have competition from within, between video gaming terminals, you know, that are, you know, in most cities, not in Chicago, but in most other cities, to now the racetracks, you know, being given the right to have casinos. You're going to have sports books that are outside of casinos. You have, obviously, online betting, you know, on sports. So these casinos just have basically spent the last decade fending off competition from all sides.
Let's see. Proposals are due August 23rd. And what's your prediction? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, there's usually a casino company or two that thinks they can defy the odds. I mean, really, even internationally, there's very rarely been a situation where no bids for a high-profile casino like this show up. It's a question of how they are, if they're, you know, if they can qualify, because somebody may come in with a low-ball bid and kind of tell Mayor Lightfoot to take it or leave it and force her to go back to the legislature and say, you know, we need to rework the rules again. Or somebody may come in knowing that nobody else is going to really come to the table and come in at the absolute minimum.
Where's the most likely location for a casino if we do get one here?
That I don't know, because it's actually been pretty quiet, which is a reason to be concerned. Usually before this close to a bid, the leaks are there. You hear who's looking where, who's striking deals with who. We haven't heard a word from this. So, I mean, again, it's just another thing out there that I'd be a little bit concerned, because, you know, especially in Chicago, you would think that people would be talking. But as of right now, there's no company that has confirmed that they will put in a bid. I would say that I think Rivers and Churchill Downs are the most likely. The Rush Street guys are the most likely to come in. But, you know, we're gonna see. I mean, it's not too long to wait, but it wouldn't surprise me if we have one bid. It wouldn't surprise me if we have three bids, but I don't think we're going to get much more than that.
Very interesting. I appreciate the insight from Alan Owonski, president of Gaming USA. Appreciate your time this morning, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you.